Well, it's often a day of great celebration for people, but sometimes it can also be a day of great pain and one that causes a lot of heartache. I'm talking about Mother's Day coming up this weekend. On those big occasion days which speak to family and enjoying what you have, what you don't have can be just as painful as well. And that's what we're talking about today on Life and Other Catastrophes with Professor Jane Fisher. She's the Professor, the Jean Hales Professor of Women's Mental Health at Monash University. And she joins us here once again on 774 ABC Melbourne. Hello, Jane. How are you?
Hello, Francis. Nice to meet you.
Even the ABC does it. And we just heard it there. It is omnipresent.
Absolutely.
Mother's Day. And it's a hard sell. You've got to be involved, you've got to embrace, you've got to celebrate. But what if you're in a situation where that isn't for you, or your circumstance means it's actually a really painful day?
Well, I hope this is something that our listeners might ring and discuss with us this afternoon. But you're absolutely right that we're surrounded this week in particular with romantic, somewhat idealised images of happy women and healthy-looking kids.
And intact families and everybody
intact
getting
families
around.
And lots of gifts, and it looks worry-free. But we know for many people it's a particularly poignant day. It's a day that reminds them about perhaps a mother who's dead, or somebody from whom they're geographically separated, or perhaps they have a poor relationship with their own mother. And so it's a day when it's a particularly poignant reminder of that. And it can also be difficult for people perhaps who don't have children and who'd wanted to have children and who are reminded particularly on this day about that. And for others, maybe their mother has dementia or is aged and frail, and even though she's here, she no longer recognises them, and they have to think about how they're going to manage that day. So in many ways, Mother's Day can be very different from that rather idealised image that is presented to us.
Which is what we're talking about today in Life and Other Catastrophes. And we'd love your calls on this, 1300 222 774, 1300 222 774. Call us now, or you can send through your SMS, 0437 774 774. If you are in that circumstance where Mother's Day for you, or any of the big days, even Christmas or birthdays or anniversaries, are actually really painful events rather than the happy ones that people presume that they're supposed to be, how do you cope with that? And how difficult has it been when you're confronted with that circumstance? Give us a call. Let us know how your journey has been through that. 1300 222 774. Before we take some of your calls and continue the discussion, a traffic alert. Boom gates at Preston Station are stuck down over Murray Road. It's causing chaos. Police are on the site now directing traffic. So if you're heading in that direction, expect delays. That's there at Preston Station over Murray Road. Jane, with this situation, I think it's increased by the fact that it's been commercialised, and that, you know, there is an expectation that you have to participate. And there's people are judged whether they do or don't. There's now a value judgment about how you either incorporate the day into your life or whether you reject it entirely.
I think you're absolutely right. On the one hand, families can feel there's an expectation of expensive gifts and special meals or going out. And on the other hand, people can feel criticised for doing that, that they're succumbing to a commercialised
opportunity. So you cop it from both angles.
Exactly. And yet, at heart, I think people who do have access to their mothers, or even if they don't any longer, want to recall that relationship. And if their mother is there, it perhaps is a day when they want to express in particular ways their appreciation of her and their valuing of their relationship with her. But I don't believe that it has to be something that is only characterised by expensive gifts. And often it's the simple things that mothers say that they really value and remember.
1300 222 774 if you want to join in the conversation about how you might deal with a day such as Mother's Day if you are facing a situation where it's not exactly a day of sunshine and flowers, but maybe a bittersweet occasion for you. 1300 222 774. Give us a call and let us know how you deal with it. With the situation as it is for the people that you're talking about, what have you heard from women particularly about how it's affected them in the lead up? Because I'd imagine there's a lot of anxiety in the lead up to a day like Mother's Day, if you are in that circumstance. And we heard the promo we played before about the gifts that you can buy, and you feel somehow outside the circle of all of that.
I, I think that's true. And I think one of the very good things you can do is rather than think, oh, I'm dreading that day and it's going to be a day on which I feel particularly sad, it's really good to anticipate it and think, well, I need to do something active about this. Is this a day on which I can join another family in their celebration or in which I can just note and remember and acknowledge my own feelings and do something else on the day that is pleasurable or gratifying in other ways?
Is it okay to be sad? I guess that's the thing that you get from the hard sell of days like Mother's Day, that it has to be a day, an occasion of joy, when in fact, you know, life's complex. Life's, you know, gritty. It's not easy.
I think that's a very good question, Francis. And you know, one of the things that I think the promotion of these kinds of days involves is suggesting that sadness is something that should be avoided. Whereas what you've very rightly pointed out is that sadness is a part of life and it's not something to be ashamed of or even alarmed about. It's part of the emotional texture of our lives. And I think one of the important things is to recognise when we're feeling sad and to anticipate and have in place strategies to manage it, but also to make meaning of sadness, to remember that we can only be sad really because we embrace the potential for love. And if you love someone, almost inevitably you have to also embrace the potential for loss and sadness that brings.
The relentless cheeriness of days like that can be fairly wearing, can't they? 1-300-222-774 if you want to join the conversation. Life and Other Catastrophes here this afternoon on 774 ABC Melbourne with Professor Jane Fisher. How are you going to deal if you have yourself in a circumstance where it's not a day of great joy? How do you deal with it? Have you got a strategy in place or are you in fact dreading the day and people asking questions all the time of you as well? How are you feeling? How are you going to cope with the situation? Let's speak first with Jessica in Hawthorne, who's joined us this afternoon. G'day, Jessica. How are you going?
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad.
Tell us, Jessica, what is your association with Mother's Day?
I lost my mother quite a number of years ago. But I think for me the hardest now is I've lost my daughter three months ago, and I have no idea how I'm going to get through Mother's Day.
That's a really tragic event in your life, and I'm very sorry to hear about it. I wonder if you could tell us if you've imagined in your mind some of the things you might do on that day, either with your other children, if you have them, or what you might do to remember her in particular.
Well, I was going to go to the cemetery, but I'm not going to do that. I have got a younger daughter, who's 12, and she wants to. She's sort of trying to look after me a little bit, and so she wants to sort of make it a special day for me herself. So, I'm going to do something different. Usually I just like going out on Mother's Day. This time I want to stay home. And she wants to, you know, give me a special day, so I'm going to let her do that because we're both sort of still really hurting at the moment.
Well, can I ask, Jessica, do other people recognise that for you? And how are other people in your life trying to help you in that situation on a day like this?
I find some people sort of avoid the topic with me because they know they don't know how to handle it when somebody is grieving like that. Other people some people's close friends have just sort of texted and said, hi, how are you going around this time? They're not sort of saying anything in particular. And
Well, I guess it's a day that you will learn from too. So you and your other daughter will do something together this Sunday, and from that you'll then, I guess, have some plans about how you're going to manage this in future days as well.
Jessica, we wish you all the best. It can't be easy, but this is what we're talking about this afternoon. We hope you find a way to get through it okay. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's speak with Kate in Richmond now. You can give us a call too, 1-300-222-774. It's 16 minutes to 4. Hello, Kate. How are you?
Hi, how are you going?
Mother's Day, it can be a tough time. Where are you at with it?
Yeah, look, it's tough. It's tough. I lost my mother to breast cancer 7 years ago, and that was a very protracted illness, about 13 years of terminal cancer for her. So I was only in my mid-20s when she died. I've had a few Mother's Days since then. And I think the initial one or two, there was such a sense of rage almost. Like, I felt myself wanting to go into news agencies and, you know, kick over their stands with the cards and stuff. They're thinking, how could these people be so insensitive? And I think with time there's been healing. I've had two daughters since Mum died. And so they've become the sort of the primary focus, I think, for the whole family, really. They're the first two grandkids to be born. So there's that sense of unity on the day where we all stick together.
That sounds a very good way of putting it together, but perhaps you're suggesting that we need to have some other ways of marking this day, not just cards for people whose mothers are there, but ways of acknowledging other people whose experience might be different. We need a new lot of cards as well, I think.
Yeah, and look, I think and that has been a difficult part, actually, because I find a Mother's Day card and I give it to my dad, but there's not one out there for dads who have become the sole parent, I guess, and I think there should be something there for them. I used to give one to my grandma as well. She died a couple of weeks ago, so this is going to be a rotten one this year. But, I think finding a mothering instinct in other people, I guess, that you can share that love with is another way of looking at it.
Yeah. Kate, thanks for talking to us, and good luck with this year's Mother's Day.
Thank you.
1300 222 774. You can also fire through your text message 0437 774 774. We're with Professor Jane Fisher, and we're talking about Mother's Day, and it can be a difficult day as well as a day of celebration. And if you are in a situation where it's going to be tough, give us a call and tell us how you're going to cope. A couple of SMSs coming through, Jane, as well. Don't forget those whose children have died. They are still mothers and really appreciate the acknowledgement on Mother's Day. It may be difficult, but do it. And as we heard earlier on, it really is appreciated. Thank you, Sue, for that one. Another one. Would be great if Mother's Day gave some recognition to us long-suffering stepmothers. But no such luck. Just another day with all the responsibility and none of the rewards from Rebecca. Now, there's a really good point.
That is an excellent point. And I think I'm yet to see anywhere a card or a special suggestion that you acknowledge a step-parent and what it is that they've contributed to your life. And
enormous sacrifices with little acknowledgement, I think, for a lot of people.
So perhaps we could ask people this week who have a stepmother to really take particular care to note her contribution.
Even if it's been a difficult relationship.
Even if it has. Even if it has.
Often they are. 1300 222 774. Frankie is with us this afternoon as well. G'day, Frankie. How are you going?
Good, thanks.
You lost your mother when you were younger.
Yeah, I lost my mother when I was a teenager.
Yep.
I'm in my 40s now. Those first few years, or probably at least 10 years, actually, after I lost my mother, my best friend and his family allowed me to have lunch with them on Mother's Day.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing
and
to do.
And what was that like for you, Frankie? How did you find that experience of being with another family who had something but not what you had?
Oh, that was great. I mean, you know, I was able to just have an enjoyable day spent with a family. I mean, I have a lot of siblings anyway, but it was just good because there was a lot of joy and happiness, and, you know, it was just fun.
So it was good to be included.
Well, that's right. The thing that we heard from Jane and Kate earlier on is that, you know, people can be well-meaning but will shy away from actually incorporating any sense of sadness or loss into the day. Yes. But Frankie's had the opportunity to enjoy some of the joy from another family who also are unafraid of the fact that he's had a loss.
Yeah, and who are acknowledging that by including him.
Good on you, Frankie. Thanks for your call. 1300 222 774 as we head to Deer Park this afternoon. Zoe, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Mother's Day for you.
Oh, no, it's not me. My girlfriend's just had a miscarriage.
Ah.
And but only early term, but she also doesn't have a mum. Her mum passed away a few years ago, and I have no idea how to deal with it.
Well, the very important thing, Zoe, is not to do nothing. And to find some way of recognising that your friend has experienced these losses by perhaps writing her a note or taking her a bunch of flowers. It's the kind of recognition that people find is very touching when their friends are showing them an empathy and a recognition of what their situation is.
And a little bit of bravery too on your behalf, because as we've heard, by ignoring it, there is a sense that people don't have the courage to acknowledge you. And if you do that, then I guess in the esteem of that person, you grow in their your stature grows.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have no doubt your friend will remember for a long time, your kindness to her.
Yeah, you're sort of a bit, I don't want to really bring it up, do you know what I mean?
Well,
especially
I think
you've got kids of your own. And
I think you should. I think that's what we're learning, isn't
okay.
it, today?
That's great. Thank you.
Good luck. Bye. We wish you all the best. Hello, Mary. Welcome to 774 ABC Melbourne. We're speaking this afternoon with Professor Jane Fisher on life and other catastrophes about Mother's Day and how it can be difficult. Where are you at with Mother's Day, Mary? Oh, actually, we might see if we can get Mary online there. Hello,
Hello.
Mary. How are you going?
I'm fine, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I've been thinking about Jessica, who spoke that her daughter died just a short time ago, and that she also has a 12-year-old daughter who wants to try and make it a good day for her.
Yeah.
I think it's really important if Jessica could acknowledge her sadness, obviously, at the terrible loss of a daughter, but also she's still a mother, and she's still got the experience of being a mother to the little girl who wants to look after her. And it seems to me really important that the two of them need to be able to share the feelings of the day, which are very much sad feelings, but also they've got each other.
I think you put it beautifully, Mary, and I hope Jessica's listening to that very wise response.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks for your call. 1-300-222-774 is the number, or you can also send us an SMS 0437-774-774 at 4:09. Francis Leach sitting in for Raphael Epstein this afternoon. A couple of SMSs coming through. I'm pretty much estranged from my mum, so I feel both guilty and relieved on Mother's Day not to see her. That's another aspect of this, that unresolved relationship with a parent, which you can probably build walls around throughout your daily life and not deal with for long periods of time. But when Mother's Day comes up, it's like a speed hump and you can't avoid it.
I think that's a very good way of putting it. And perhaps it's a day to really try and find some generosity of heart. And even though you're relieved not to see her, maybe it is a day when you can send her a note or a message just acknowledging what she did give you, even if it was not sufficient to meet your needs.
Let's speak with Fiona in Morwell this afternoon. G'day, Fiona.
Hi.
Where's your situation at with Mother's Day?
I lost my oldest daughter in March last year, so we're heading up to the second Mother's Day without her. But I just wanted to reiterate what the lady was saying before about the importance of the younger children, or whether the younger or older, the children that are left behind sort of thing. It's so important to them on Mother's Day that they gave me a special day and that it was about them, the children that I do have, and not just entirely focused on the loss.
How hard was that? Hard was that for you to negotiate?
It was incredibly difficult. It was kind of the worst day you could imagine, but you had to appreciate what you did have and the efforts that the younger children were making to make it such a special day for their mum.
Absolutely. I think you put it beautifully, Fiona, and it is such an important lesson that even when we've been bereaved, it's not that we're forgetting in any way the person who has died, but that we really do have an obligation to the people who are living, and that your living children want to celebrate the importance of you in their lives.
That's
very generous of you to have made that possible.
It was a very tricky day, but you know, the children that I still do have obviously are every bit as important and wonderful as the lovely girl that I lost. But it's tricky, but you know, life is for the living.
Yeah, sadly. Well, thank you for talking to us about your experience.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 1-300-222-774 as we head to Gisborne. Hello, Susie. Welcome to 774 ABC Melbourne.
Thank you.
Foster mums. There's another aspect of parenting which is probably as much demand, even more so, given that it's so difficult and challenging, and the recognition is next to none, Susie.
Well, I fell in love with the boy who became my son when I was working with him. He had disabilities. And by sheer accident, the day I took custody of him was Mother's Day. And I didn't even realize until some lovely people actually gave me Mother's Day cards. And from that day on, a day which had not meant anything to me because I was raised by a mother who just saw it as commercialization, that day became very, very, very special to me.
And I think it is very important to acknowledging that mothering takes place within many relationships, and that being a foster mother is providing maternal care, as you did to this boy.
Robbie really was, or rather he became, what am I trying to say, that he could not have been more my son than if he had been born to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one was queuing up to have him, so there was no dispute that I was basically his mother, and the department certainly felt that way too.
Yes, it's obviously an extremely difficult situation. And foster parents often don't get acknowledged.
They don't, and I think it is really often a really thankless task to provide parental care that is unrecognised, and it's good to hear that in this circumstance someone did acknowledge that she was the mother to this boy, and perhaps others can think about doing that over this week to recognise foster mothers, stepmothers and other caregivers.
1300 222 774. Thanks, Susie, for your call. As we move along to Elzit in Sunshine this afternoon. Hello, Elzit, how are you?
Good, good. Thank you for taking my call.
There are so many different paths people walk on Mother's Day. We're finding out how difficult they can be. Where are you at with yours?
Well, my mother is in South Africa, and I actually have a bit of an estranged relationship with her at the moment, if you can call it a relationship. But I will definitely make a point of trying to contact her on the day, you know, whether it's by phone call or, you know, SMS or something. But I also, you know, and it's a very painful time, because I think what I find is, I mean, I'm a mother myself, you know, and you just want to, you know, by ways of the media and everyone talking around you, people just go, oh, I just want to share, I just want to share. But I think there are a lot of people, obviously from a lot of the callers too, you know, that walk around with that kind of, you know, sort of just the pain that you kind of silently carry by yourself, that you don't have a great relationship with your mother.
Yeah. But, well, congratulations for trying to contact your mother and sending her a message on Mother's Day. And probably, as you've identified, the important thing is not to have expectations that she will necessarily be able to reciprocate it. But I think it's a very good thing that you're going to do.
But Elsa, you've been able to establish a relationship with your stepmother.
Yeah, I have. I have. It's really interesting. I was saying to my husband the other day that, you know, it's amazing how life works, because my father got remarried about 20 years ago, and he's just split up from me, from her, and she's in Germany, and we actually didn't talk to each other for about 6 or 7 years, and I probably sometimes have, you know, I have a very good relationship with her at the moment, and she will kind of be the third, you know, the third grandmother to my son, and she sends me gifts, and she, you know, and she's given me, you know, heirlooms from her mother or her grandmother, and it's just so special. And I think if you really start looking at what is around you, you know, I have other women in my life that are, you know, that are older than me, and that I really, really value in that kind of mature capacity. And I just think there are a lot of wonderful mothers around, whether they are your mother or not. I just think sometimes, you know, that is maybe the blessing, and not just the, you know, I have one mother.
Great perspective, Elsa.
You know,
absolutely.
Role.
Thanks
terrific.
For your call. Before we finish up here, Jane, what's some very straightforward, practical advice that we can give for people who are in that many and varied circumstances, but not sort of having a Mother's Day to remember? What are some of the things that people can do to, I guess, arm themselves or protect themselves from what can be a tough time?
Well, it sounds to me as though two things are important from our discussions this afternoon. The first one is that it's important to be brave, that even if you think there's someone you feel a bit uncomfortable about approaching, almost invariably it will be valued if you can make an effort to reach out and acknowledge what mothering they do, or what mothering they have provided for you, or that they might be feeling poignant or sad on this particular day. And I think the other thing is that it is a day when the most important things are expression of affection, not necessarily expensive gifts.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a very instructive and important discussion. Yeah. Professor Jane Fisher there is the Jean Hales Professor of Women's Mental Health at Monash University. Life and Other Catastrophes, and whichever Mother's Day you're going to have, we hope it's a productive and happy one somewhere.